Good evening. Good evening. Good evening and welcome to the International Black Summit Radio Show. I am one of your hosts, Jill Van Leesen, out of Atlanta, and we have some other hosts out there. Go ahead and acknowledge yourself and tell us where you're from. Don't all speak at once.
Oh, Jerry Thomas, MVP from BK, New York.
All right.
Glenn,
where are you?
I am up in New Hampshire, Manchester, New Hampshire.
All right. I know we have Henrietta out there, and I think she's back in Chicago. Yeah, she's back in Chicago. She was traveling the whole East Coast for a minute. And Shakesha, citizen of the world, she is in Tennessee. So I am going to read the Declaration of the International Black Summit as we do every Sunday evening. And here it is. And what we want you to do is find yourself in the declaration. Where do you see yourself in this declaration? And you can also find it on our website at blacksummit.org if you'd like to read along with me. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as the contribution and the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Atlanta, Georgia, March 5th, 2012. North, south, east, west, above, below, and within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you, thank you. We ask that if you have any noise in the background, please put your phones on mute. We can hear a little bit of noise in the background. Again, I want to thank you to the International Black Summit Radio Show. And today our conversation is about your vision and who you are being for yourself in your vision. Number one, are you being your vision? And who you are being in your vision as it refers or relates to the universe. So with that said, I do want to read something to you, and then we can share what our vision is. I know the host team will share what our vision is and where we see ourselves. And if you would like to share out there in Radio Land, if you've called in, you can press 1, and we will connect you, and you'll be live on the air. And for all others that are listening on the web, if you would like to call in, you can call in at 646-716-716. 9827. And this is something that I got from Daily Thoughts from the Hill, and it talked about commitment. Well, what stuck out for me in this that I'm going to read to you was the sentence about commitment to or towards success. And in order to be in my vision, I'll just speak for myself. In order for me to be in my vision, I have to be committed to myself so I can obtain the success that I want for myself. So the title of this is, I Won't Give Up or Give In. Sometimes when challenges seem unsurmountable, it is easy to give up. But if we are to realize our desires, we have to refuse to make failure an option. We can make the decisions not to give up and not to give in. If we choose to persist, we will accomplish our goals. But we must be clear about what it is we want to accomplish. When we make a commitment to success, we do not give ourselves a back door through which to escape. We stay the course until our goals are achieved. When we feel that we no longer have the strength to carry on, we can call on the universe and it will see you through. I persevere. I won't give up, give in, or give out until I receive the victory. Nothing can keep me from my rightful good. My ideas and desires are from within, and they are mine to manifest. I call on the universe, and the patience and strength within me comes forward. Thank you, in me, through me, as me, around me. And I thought that was pretty powerful. A couple of things that came out for me was, of course, I share with you, when we make a commitment to our success, we do not give ourselves a back door through which to escape. And for me, that's making up excuses and finding ways to not reach your goal or work toward your goal. And then being what we say, a procrastinator. And what I'm learning is I used to always say, oh, I'm a procrastinator, but really a procrastinator is someone you're just not, I'm just not doing what I need to do. Forget the word procrastinator. I'm just not doing what I need to do. And the other sentence that stuck out for me was, my ideas and desires are from within, and they are mine to manifest. And that's so powerful because everything starts with self. Everything. And sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow. But when I find that I'm agitated or aggravated, it has nothing to do with that person. It's something within inside of me. So that's what I wanted to share. Anybody on the call, if you would like to speak on the air, press 1. Glenn or Jerry, do you have any comments about that?
Yeah, this is Glenn. I certainly, you know, one of the things that you point to, quite a few things, but just wanted to highlight a couple of the things that you pointed to. And it's really great. In the International Black Summit, we have a conversation of there's no right way to be. And one of the things that Jill is talking about is looking at a possibility, a way of being that is supportive. And, you know, for me, what I see in it for myself is really getting that clarity, you know, keep getting clear what it is, what I'm up to, what my purpose is. You know, Jill talked about vision, but that's part of it as well. You have to have your vision clear. You have to have your purpose. You know, what's your special gift that only you is going to deliver the planet? And getting clear what your purpose is, certainly, you know, what we, you know, go through life. And I'll speak for myself. And in going through life, you get prepared for that purpose. And that purpose may change. Sometimes that purpose looks different when you're in your 20s than it does look in your 50s. So my vision is health, wealth, and abundance available for all. And I know that inside of that conversation, inside of that vision, I can't do that by myself. So I'm going to have to enroll everyone who's heard me, you know, on the radio or heard me out throughout the years in this conversation of abundance and making it available for all. And so the possibility is for all of us, all of our visions to be inside of each other's vision, so that I'm not just working on my vision, but we're all working on similar visions that are all going to impact and change where we are as a planet, as a universe, as the beings that we are. So that's just one of the conversations, and I'll come back to the other ones if we get a chance later on in the call, but I just wanted to comment about that. Just say that what a powerful statement that you read and a powerful place that you stand in, Jill, in moving yourself forward. you know, we talk about practices, having practices in our lives, things that we do on a daily basis. And these are the things that we do to have ourselves move in the direction of our vision. And those practices could be done on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. Those are the things that are shift the conversation of what gets done in our lives. So one of the things that Joe talked about again was, you know, not doing what she knows to do to get it done. And so one of the things that I've learned is that you implement a practice to get at those things that are not happening in your life. You know, I'm going to give you a real quick story, and then I'll shoot it back to you. One of the other people that participated in the International Black Summit, the facilitator, Rosemary, I'm hanging out over her house, and she's perplexed that she's not able to get on a computer. And I said, well, you know, what are you trying to do? What is it that you need a computer for? She says, wow, until you asked that question, I didn't realize, but every day I have a practice of looking at my financial statements. And I think about them, I look at them, I check the accounts and follow up stuff. And I said, I spend about maybe 15 minutes a day, but that's part of my routine. I said to myself, wow, no wonder she's a financial expert in her life, because Rosemary can tell you things about her bills that are like intimate. You know, like when this one is due, when, you know, how to manipulate it, how to move it around so that you've got free money. I mean, you know, I'm not even going to go into all the things, but the point is that a practice is one of those things that you can do to keep moving yourself forward in whatever you're doing. So anyway, I've got more to say about that, but I'm going to give it back to you, Jill.
No, that's great. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. And trust me, every time that we talk, whatever, and I invite everyone to listen in, you're listening to the International Black Summit Radio Network, and every evening, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I find personally that I am constantly learning about myself in this conversation of the summit. And when other people, you know, and I invite you to share, because when other people share, I'm learning something else about myself. And so I just want, you know, to encourage everyone to share with us what your vision is, and to let you know that the summit, we hold the space for people in their vision. And like Glenn said, we are here to not only help and promote ourselves as far as our vision is concerned, but to help others in the meantime. Again, it's International Black Summit. I do want to make a few announcements. We have a lot going on. You can find all this information on blacksummit.org. We have a prerequisite March 24th that will be held in Birmingham, Alabama, and that's going to be Saturday. And you can find from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can find out more information about that on the web. We have the International Black Summit prerequisite course going on in New York on March 31st, and that is going to be, they say, all-day event. And again, you can look at the summit for that. We also have a prerequisite course going on in Baltimore on June 2nd. Let me just backtrack. We do have a share in Atlanta, Georgia on March 10th at 6 o'clock. And we have the 22nd Annual International Black Summit event, which will be in Alabama, and it's going to be August 2nd to August 5th, and we invite everyone to be a part of that. Okay. Jerry, are you out there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, do you have anything to say about your vision or being in your vision and how it's connected to the universe?
I know for me, one of the ways to connect to the vision is, for me, is learning the distinctions of International Black Summit And also for me, take deep because of the decoration. And I know for me, when I be more into that and be more into of the Summit family, my Summit, I said my Summit, my vision has been much clearer. And I know for me, it's being committed. It's like when you play basketball, when you play as a team, you know, everybody got to work to win that game. And as for me, be part of the Summit family, we all learn from each in our own vision and be committed and be in the space, our most powerful space in the universe. See, when I learned when I first started the Conference International Black Summit, when you talk to God, when you talk to the universe, things happen, like Glenn was saying, in your shift. And your lifestyle be shifted in a positive way. And you start seeing things clearer. You start moving on. And then after you learn from it, you start passing on to others. Just as we doing every Sunday when we host the show. We pass our vision to others so other people could learn. And then also we can all benefit. So I know for me that to just be more in tune every day, 365 days a year, 1 second, 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day, 1 night, all the time. Be part, be in tune with the International Black Summit, and just understanding that no matter what, we have each other back. Especially as Black African descent. So I feel for me, I would tell people it's very much important that this is a family and we part of the human race and we have the right to make sure our community is complete and to understand that we can help each other vision. We could conquer it. So I know for me, again, that you know, anybody want to learn more International Black Summit is www.blacksummit.org. We have our shows every Sunday, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And also we have an annual event every year ever since 1991. That's the very first week of August. Last year was in Chicago. This year is going to be in Birmingham. If you want to make a certain shift in your life, if you want to deal with people that part that look like yourself, come to us. We will not let you down. Your vision will be bored. You will be around greatness. You will be around people that love you for you. You'll be constantly be around people talking to the universe. You'll be around people to help facilitate this conversation. You be around people that are coaches that coach you every step in every way. You learn to be I know for me, I become a better leader. I have my own show. I became a better host. I became a better person. I became a better human being, a part of God's family. So, for me, that's the summit for me is my calling. And I urge anybody, if you want to make a shift in your life, if you want to make a change, like again, I challenge you. www.blacksummit.org. If you want to know more, feel free to ask questions. If you know anybody in the summit, you know, go ahead and ask questions. You know, make a shift in your life. Because I told anybody, Jill and Glenn, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to be granted great things from your life. You deserve it. Let the summit give it to you. Back at you, Jill.
Thank you, Jerry. And I want to, yes, I do agree, let the summit give it to you and give it to yourself.
Yes.
Always look within it because like, it's not what the summit can provide for you. It's what are you going to get out of the summit for yourself. And for me, as far as my vision, I stand in peace, love, prosperity, education, motivation, and health for the world. And when I say that, I expect the universe to carry out the mission of no matter where I am in life, and where I am in my life, that those things that I just mentioned, love will always be, I am love, therefore love will come to me. I am peace, therefore peace will come to me. And and I am love, I will give love, and love will come back. I am peace, I will give peace, and peace will come back. I am education, I'm motivation, I'm health, I'm prosperity. So for me, anything that I do, whether it's my job, whether it's at home, whether it's in school, in my personal life, with my friends, wherever, those things that I mentioned, I want those to truly be a part of me and be in my heart and soul, because that's what gives me, not my identity, but just gives me a wonderful state of being. And when Glenn was talking about being specific, that was difficult for me at one point. Like, for instance, I'm looking for a new job, and I know I'm in this wonderful course, 90-day enhancement course, and one of the projects that I'm kind of doing off on the side, just writing stuff down, is what type of job I want when I move. And, you know, I want this gorgeous, delicious, wonderful, fun, energetic job. And I don't know where to start. So I know the importance of being specific, and that can be very difficult, at least for me. However, in other areas of my life, it's not that difficult. And I do understand, the more I'm in this conversation, the more I understand the importance of sharing your vision with people and talking about it, because that's the only way it can go out into the universe. So the universe can get your message and provide, because it's supposed to, like, we are to expect that. So that's what I have to say about that. Now, Glenn, I know you wanted to follow up on something. Do you want to continue with your conversation?
Sure. Thank you, Jill. You know, the other thing, you know, we talk about noticing, and we talk about trigger. And so those are some of the things that are part of our distinctions or tools that we use in the International Black Summit. And some of those, that noticing and trigger, are some tools that we use to keep ourselves on track. Because as you are doing your life, you get obstacles, you get things that come in the way, and sometimes it throws you off of your focus or your game. So, for example, noticing is a distinction used in the International Black Summit to really, for you to be an observer of yourself. So you're looking to actually, it's almost like you're looking down at somebody, and it's yourself, and you are noticing what you're doing, how you're reacting in that particular situation. So that's the distinction, noticing. And noticing is a great ability for you to begin to analyze yourself and look at, well, what is it? Oh, okay. So I'm not getting ahead in this area of credit. I need to do something with my credit. Well, what am I doing around my credit? Have I requested a reports? Have I checked the reports? Have I verified the information on the report? You know, so there's a whole genre of things that I can begin to do now that I've noticed that I have a problem or I have a challenge in a particular area and I want to improve that area. So as we're looking at moving things forward and projects and such, you know, and purpose, we're looking for opportunities for the universe to support us in what it is that we're up to. And so sometimes noticing who we are and what we're doing gives us an opportunity to see what the universe is giving to us instead of trying to force fit something else. So it's a very ebb and flow of things. The other thing I wanted to talk just a little bit about is the conversation of trigger. And what a trigger is a trigger, again, it's another tool, another distinction in the International Black Summit. But trigger is something that you're unwilling or unable to be with. So in not being able to be with that thing. So let me give you an example, because that's always a lot easier. So I have a ex-wife by the name of Roxanne. So if someone were to say something with the name Roxanne or said something about divorce or what have you, depending on my situation, if I had a horrible divorce, then, of course, divorce or the name Roxanne may trigger a negative reaction. Or if I had, you know, a great divorce, then it may trigger a positive thing. But the point is that a trigger takes you out of being conscious in the moment. And remember, the universe is looking to support you in the moment. So if you miss it, those are opportunities that are missed. So trigger is another way of you noticing yourself, noticing that things aren't working out, noticing that you've actually stopped listening to the person speaking because something they did or your impression of who they are had you be triggered, and so now you're not listening. You're off into that great divorce or bad divorce or that ex-wife or the ex-husband or the ex-boyfriend or the, you know, bad teacher, or, you know, whatever it happens to be in that moment. But you miss the opportunities that the universe is providing you. And that's something that's very important if you're going to allow the universe to support you. Back to you, Jill. Just wanted to kind of put those two in.
Thank you. That was interesting. Again, you're listening to the International Black Summit Radio Network. And if you would like to join in on the conversation, please press 1. We would love to hear what you're up to, or if you have any questions, we welcome any questions that you have. The one thing that stuck out for me, what you just said, Glenn, was when you're in a trigger, you will miss out on an opportunity that the universe has for you. Is that correct?
You could, because the other side of it is that the trigger might be the thing that the universe is telling you that you need to have.
Okay, I got it. Wow. Okay, I wanted to, because that was, that just really stood out for me, because the first thing I said to myself was, wow, I never want to be in the trigger mode, because I don't want to miss out. But again, it could be a hint.
Yeah, it could be. The trigger could be actually pointing you to something. Again, remember what a trigger is, unwilling or unable to be with. Well, life is telling you, you need to be able to be with this, so I'm going to keep putting it in your face.
Right.
Oh, okay, I got it. The universe has given me a lesson, and so I need to listen and learn the lesson. So the universe can give me some other thing to deal with. Because as soon as you learn the lesson that you have learned, then you move on to something else. I was in a conversation earlier today, and the conversation was, you're either expanding or contracting. And so if you look at that, and you can look at that in many ways, metaphysically, you can look at it scientifically, you know, because it's impossible to be doing both of those at the same time. You're either expanding or contracting. So we have the opportunity and possibility to keep ourselves expanding. And in the expanding of ourselves is where we bump up and get triggered and begin to notice and to find our ground, our purpose inside of our vision. So the universe is always working, you know. The universe has always given us messages, it's given us hints, it's given us opportunities, and the question is, are we listening? as usual.
Thank you, Glenn. And another, when I was first introduced to this conversation, I looked at the universe as being a third eye, and and some people call it a gut feeling. I called it the third eye. And one thing that is interesting being in this conversation and really listening to the universe is that once you listen to the universe, the chatter that goes on in your head, like the conversation that you have in your head, after a while, it's like, you know, a little crazy for me. It's like it is what it is, and you either move forward or not. But then you have, like, I have these conversations in my head that I, you know, I'm just making stuff up, you know, mm-hmm. about whatever the situation is, and it's not that, and it could be. But it's like that chatter that goes on, and for me, that's what can kind of mess me up sometimes. And I'm very aware of it. And it's one, I don't know who it was, someone, I don't know if it was a summit or landmark, but someone said, sometimes a mind is a terrible thing to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of all the negative chatter, it was like, that was hilarious to me. But when you think about it, that's so funny. It's like, wow, because the mind, we give it so much power. You know, we give
Absolutely.
It so much power.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
It's so funny. I have like 1,000 thoughts that I can jump in here, but that's what our mind does. Our mind is constantly generating all of these ideas, and, you know, we call them random thoughts, but those are thoughts consistent with what are we being present to? And so, in being present to that conversation, we begin to notice what's going on around, and then our mind, you know, one of the great things about the world and the conversation that we're in, International Black Summit, is that we make something up about something. So the fact that that person didn't smile when I talked with them means that they didn't like me. Now, that's completely made up. But the interesting thing about it is that if I forget or don't realize that I've made things up, and the things that I've made up are the things that I have made up, not necessarily the truth. And so it's very important for us to begin to look at our lives critically and to say, okay, wait a minute. What is actually the facts, and what are the things that I made up? So you can begin to look at the difference of the two. Because our mind will fill in. Listen, if you walk up to a scene of a crime and all you see is a chalk line, some blood, and something, some parameters put up, you're going to make up a story. And your story, you know, Jill's story is going to be as good as Glenn's story, as good as Jerry's story, and they're all going to be great stories. But none of them may be the truth. But that's what our mind does. And we act like it is the truth. Like we forget that we made up that story. So, yes, the mind is a powerful thing, and you have to be able to remember and reference that the mind is a thing, is part of the whole thing. It's not the whole thing. So, you know.
Very good. We do have a caller. Thank you so much, Glenn. We have a caller, 404-281. You're live on the air. Go ahead, please. 404-281, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I have had on my mute. I'm sorry. How you guys doing?
Hi.
Hey,
how are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. I said, you sound like a senior facilitator, girl.
Absolutely. I'm telling you. I'll be working it out every week. Every week. This is a place to get trained if you want to do facilitation in the International Black Summit.
I'm a trainee. I was clear today. I'm a trainee.
That's all right. Training is training. We all have to start somewhere.
That's right. So what's your comment, Ed? What do you think about the conversation?
Well, you know, I got to me, my that is the trigger. If I had to say the ones that I mostly use, I most try to get at, it's that trigger. I think that's, for me, and for me, that's probably one of the most powerful distinctions that is there. And sometimes it's about me recognizing and knowing that, and I'm able to catch myself around that, allows me the opportunity to be real about, you know, what am I really unable to be with? You know, why do I kind of feel the upset that I'm feeling? And give me the time to sit back and think. Allows me the opportunity to think. And sometimes, too, even with that, I'm able to recognize that in other people to help me better interact with them as well. So to me, that's probably, one of the most powerful things that I feel that I can really see I use more of. Like, you know, the know out there, you know, honestly, I'm still wrestling with that. You know, that one I'm still wrestling with. But that trigger, I'd be at it with that one. I think it's so very, very critical. Because when all else said and done, you have yourself. And if you're not able to be with you, how can you be with anybody else? And I think that's what the trigger provides you the opportunity to do, help you be with yourself, help you to understand yourself. And through that, you can then, you know, better interact with others.
That's great, Ed. Explain to us about the thing you have with Know Out There.
Well, you know, the Know Out There, because, you know, arguably, I feel that I try to be sure I dot I's and I cross T's and sim a Y as I do things. But in the Know Out There, should something occur, that means it also occurring within me. If somewhere within me certain things are occurring that I am acknowledging that exists outside of me within a different situation. If I notice it, it must exist within me. Kind of like saying that it takes one to know one. People are trying to call the kettle black kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess sometimes it's a challenge for me because, for the most part, I really do try to be on myself, on my word, my character, set of things of that nature. And sometimes when something exists, and on one hand, I'm like, I'm clear. I wouldn't have said that. I'm clear I wouldn't have did it. But, again, there's no out there. So somewhere within you is manifesting. If you've seen it. So sometimes I'm really trying to wrestle with, you know, where am I in life, what am I doing, that may show up. That way, again, I'm being more conscious of myself, you know, of my actions or thoughts, how I react, you know, more cautiously. But so at times, I just still sometimes wrestle with that, just to be honest. But that trigger, that's my best friend.
No, I totally get that, the whole concept of Know Out There. And when I first heard it and was, you know, when I was learning about it and learning that everything starts with myself, I'm like, so wait a minute, when someone makes me upset, it's not them making me upset, I'm making myself upset. Like, it didn't really make sense to me. And what I have to learn is that, you know, yeah, I'm making myself upset based on their actions or whatever, because I am choosing how their actions and their words will land on me. So if someone says something negative about me, it's just words. I can change it around, be detached from that person. And if they say, you know, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, it can fall on me. I'm wonderful, beautiful, great, and I'm a possibility. And keep it moving and just be detached. And that is so difficult, and I love it.
But, you know, I think sometimes, too, with that, I guess to me, in how I relate to that, like if I had, like for me, like if you lie to me, right, that's okay, Jill, I'm going to give you so dollars on tomorrow, whatever. Didn't I do it? Like you lied. In so many words, I may be upset the fact that you lied, but there's a way that I can release and let that go. But I think to me, you know, in my mind, that means I have lied somewhere if it's showing up out in the world. If I got a concern with that somewhere, I'm lying somewhere.
Well, the opportunity is really for you to look to see where you are lying to yourself. We've all lied to ourselves, so it's not about a occurrence, but we get to look to see who are we being in relationship to this word lying as we look at our commitment to our life. You know, that's the engagement. You know, where am I lying to myself about myself? And begin to turn that conversation inward so I can then begin to look and to begin to take some action and practices consistent with shifting that conversation.
So that's when, for me, that's when I can get triggered with myself. It's like, what am I doing? You know, to for this to occur, I look at, I'm just getting clarity, I just look at what am I doing in my world for this to appear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's and like Ed said, you know, if you can't be with yourself, you know, that's tough. So those triggers for me are constant reminders of who I am. And who I am being, I guess, in that moment, what's going on inside of me, that this is happening, you know. And sometimes for me, if I was bothered by people, I felt that I would have to remove myself from people and just be alone, just so I can get that energy back to be with people again. And now what I find that if I'm triggered or bothered in a space with a person or people, I don't remove myself. I stay right there because I can generate that peace back, whether they're in the room or not. And so that's one thing that I'm practicing now.
Yeah, that's really powerful because you're able to notice yourself in it, notice what you're doing with it. And then the other opportunity is really to shift, to really shift how you're holding it and who you're being about it, so that you now have an opportunity to interact with that thing differently, you know, to not be pulled in a direction, you know, because that's the thing, that when you trigger, you're an automatic pilot, so you're not even present to what is occurring around you. And that's where the power is. The power is really having that as an opportunity.
Right. Well, before we continue, this is great. You're listening to the International Black Summit Network. I'm your host, Jill Van Leesten, out of Atlanta, Georgia, soon to be in New Haven, Connecticut. And we have Jerry out of Brooklyn. We have Glenn, who is in New Hampshire, Shakesha in Tennessee, Henrietta out of Chicago. And we are on every Sunday evening at 8 Eastern Standard Time. And you can find us on Facebook. Hit like. And it's the International Black Summit Facebook page. And you can also go on our web and join. It's blacksummit.org. The telephone number to the Sunday evening radio show is 646-716-0606. 9827. And you can also listen to us on the web. And you can go to blacksummit.org in the lower left-hand corner. You can listen to the show. So, Glenn, Ed, do you have anything else? We have about 14 minutes left, so we have some good timing. Anything else that you would like to share or add in regards to the conversation of our vision and the distinctions within the summit?
Well, you know, when you look at the universe and you look at what is being given, you know, the opportunity that we have is learning to be conscious. And one of the most powerful things about the work that's done in International Black Summit is the ability for you to untrigger yourself. See, I think that that's probably one of the most powerful things you as a leader. And everybody, oh, I'm not a leader. You're a leader in your life. Your life, you're either leading it or you're allowing it to lead you. So when you're leading your life, you want to look to see what's happening, what's not happening. You know, how do I impact it? And when you're inside of a trigger and you can then, oh, wow, I was just in a trigger. You know what, excuse me, person I'm interacting with. I lost you about 2 minutes ago. Can you go back to what you're speaking to? Because I was triggered and I was gone. So I just, yeah. So now you're back in communication with that person. You're back in connection. You can then begin to bridge that connection, you know, I want to say intellectually, but it's not just intellectually, it's physically, spiritually, and intellectually, you know, all aspects of it. And that's all about being conscious. And so the work that's done is for us to be fully conscious in our lives, in all aspects of our lives. And the one last thing I wanted to say around that is that all of the distinctions of the International Black Summit, everybody has their own distinctions. We have a body of 20, actually, there's probably closer to about 50 distinctions that are out there that we've used, that we've created over the body of work of the 20 years. And the interesting thing is that each of us have our favorite distinctions that we use, that we bump up against, that we enjoy expanding our conversation and our ability to be in community, using those distinctions to keep us going forward and to keep us empowering ourselves. So that's what I love about the International Black Summit. I've got tools to play with to help me keep expanding my conversation, including more people, so that I can complete on the vision that I have for myself and for the world. Jill, back to you.
Thank you. Ed, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm good. But I think Glenn kind of, I like how he phrased it. I think Glenn, you're on target. You know, with that, I just, you know, and I think, you know, when it's all said and done, and I think that the other beauty I would argue about the summit is you being able to watch people who get it. Like, they're in the moment trying to figure it out, but, like, they're just expecting this to glow when they get it. And the beauty is that they may be dealing with that for themselves, but because I'm watching, I'm listening to what's occurring, listening to what's in language, I'm also learning too.
Yeah.
So in your growth, I grow as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're all growing together.
Yeah, and to me, because something that's also too is very important to me, that as I sit and I have conversations with individuals, you know, I'm always thinking it prepares me for tomorrow. Because I may meet someone who might have a similar thought, a similar mindset. So because of me watching this interaction, me watching here's what's causing the issue, it makes a difference. I think of a guy by the name Billy Peterman. He died some years ago. He made a comment to me, and I'll never forget it. He said, a person who abuses drugs and alcohol, they do it because they're not able to be with their reality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by hearing him say that, in the future, you know, in the time past when I've met people who have been dealing with that, I'm not quick to shut them off. I'm trying to understand, okay, what's going on? It changed in a way in how I related to these people with those situations. It has changed. So as you hear what goes on in the summit, you hear the conversation that actually occurs, that is all, you will meet someone else later on in life who may be going through the similar thing. But because of this conversation, because of that interaction, because of them taking the time to go through what they kind of go through, and you hear that and you engage in that, that prepares you for a conversation with someone else.
I love it. That is great. That is great. Thank you so much. You listen to the International Black Summit radio show. We invite you to call in or listen in on the web every Sunday evening, 8 Eastern Standard Time. We have great shows. We are going to do the countdown because we are going to start looking at having the shares, and we want you to go to the shares that are in your city, and shares are like informational sessions about the summit. And we are looking at registering you for the annual event. And as one of my friends said that took part in the summit, this is where she got her life. So it is phenomenal. It is a great space to be in. And we encourage all of you that are out there listening to come out and be a part of this conversation and grow. And it will be in Alabama. It's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be the first week of August. So start getting your pennies together, and we want to see you in Alabama at the 22nd annual event. Glenn, do you have anything you would like to close us out on?
Well, just the importance of Birmingham and just really speaking about the opportunity that it is to be in Birmingham, the one of the really foundations of the civil rights movement in this country. You know, we're up against quite a lot of things, and with our president, Barack Obama, being the first African-American president, I think it's very important for us to be conscious about who we are and what we have available. And going to Birmingham is certainly historic for me, that I've never been there, and to go to a place that's got so much history and culture, and not somebody else's culture, but my culture. And so I'm looking forward to the experience of us being there, looking for the expression that Birmingham, Alabama is going to be providing to the summit, and all that history and energy. You know, that's another thing that Jill talked about. She talked about the universe and how the energy is constantly moving and flowing. And so we're looking at, you know, where are we in the conversation? Where's our energy? Where are we going inside of our visions, inside of purpose, inside of the distinctions of the International Black Summit? So I'm real excited. I am very excited about Birmingham and going to the birthplace, or one of the birthplaces of certainly of civil rights in the South.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, Al Sharpton is supposed to be down there this week redoing the enactment of the march where they had on the bridge where they met up with the cops. Sunday. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, That's going on right now.
Oh, wow. You know, Glenn was talking about as far as just the energy that's going to come out of Birmingham. And
yeah.
There was someone this weekend was sharing with me there was a satellite camera, and it was beaming down on a country that is in battle. And they showed that the areas of this country that was fighting, you know, the fighting was fierce. And then there were little pockets where there was no fighting within the fighting zone. And so the people looking at the satellite image were like, what is that all about? All this fighting going around these little pockets where there's no fighting at all. And those were pockets where people came together to pray. And wow. So, you know that saying, when two come together?
Mm-hmm.
So that spoke volumes to me, because we're always putting stuff, things that we want, our vision, everything out into the universe. And for that to occur in an area where there was a war, and people coming together praying for peace, and those little pockets within where the war was severe, there was peace. And so if that energy went out to the universe, imagine what we can do as a community. So I just wanted to share that. I thought that was pretty powerful.
It is. That is awesome. Because that's one of the keys when you look at economic developing our communities.
Mm-hmm.
The wealth generation for our communities.
Right.
When you begin to look at the relationship of education to the wealth building and economic development. I mean, it's just there's some phenomenal, phenomenal conversations that we can begin to have and share with each other and bring forth resources to each other. So I'm excited. I mean, that's one of the conversations that always occurs at the annual event in August. And as we said, we're going to Birmingham, Alabama. As they say down there, Bama.
Bama.
Bama, okay? So, you know, better be ready.
That's right. Well, I want to thank all of you for listening. Please share this show with your friends, with your relatives. We would love for you to be a part of the conversation, and we hope to see you in Alabama. And I want to thank our hosts, Jerry and Glenn. I know Shakesha's out there, and Henrietta. And thank you for everyone, for Ed, for everyone that spoke this evening. We truly, truly appreciate you. And again, it's the International Black Summit, and we look forward to hearing you next Sunday. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Good night.
Oh, my God.
Good night.
All right.